Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The weather across Israel is pleasantly mild this evening. Tel Aviv is enjoying a calm, clear night, ideal for a quiet stroll. Over in Jerusalem, it's a bit cooler, but still comfortable for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Haifa has a gentle breeze, adding to the serene atmosphere. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli Air Force redirects to Lebanon, intensifying strikes on Hezbollah. This comes from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, Netanyahu changes course as Israel begins direct negotiations with Lebanon. This update is from Mariv earlier today. Also this hour, Netanyahu confirms a push for direct negotiations with Lebanon, urged by U.S. President Trump. This report comes from I-24 News. Separately, Netanyahu initiates direct negotiations with Lebanon on disarming Hezbollah and establishing peace, as reported by the Jerusalem Post just in. And finally, Netanyahu announces negotiations with Lebanon after U.S. pressure. Axios has this story from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Glenn Carlstrom, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that even if the ceasefire holds, the Gulf War will impact commodities markets for months. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reports Iran's supreme leader stating Iran seeks no war but will defend its rights. Hills Fuld, an Israeli tech entrepreneur, shared a personal moment celebrating a young lady's 17th birthday, highlighting the human side amid tensions. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the Israeli Air Force operation in Lebanon, Ynet reports that about 50 fighter jets were involved in the opening strike of Operation Eternal Darkness. This action underscores the impact of an Iran ceasefire. The situation brings heightened tensions and concerns over regional stability. Turning to Netanyahu's diplomatic shift, Mariv reports that Israel is launching direct negotiations with Lebanon. The talks aim to disarm Hezbollah and normalize relations. This diplomatic move follows U.S. President Trump's urging to scale back military strikes. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights that President Trump encouraged Netanyahu to pursue negotiations. The focus is to ease tensions amid ongoing Iran talks. This diplomatic effort could reshape alliances and peace prospects in the region. In another related development, the Jerusalem Post details Netanyahu's statement on the peace negotiations. The aim is to disarm Hezbollah and establish peaceful relations. Successful talks could significantly alter the geopolitical landscape in the Middle East. And finally, Axios reports on Netanyahu's decision following U.S. pressure. The call for negotiations comes as a strategic shift in Israeli diplomacy. This could lead to a new chapter in Israeli-Lebanese relations. On the economic front, first, Mariv reports that only 29% of the public supports Smotrich, the finance minister, according to a recent survey. This reflects ongoing debates among economists and industry leaders about his policies. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights investor sentiments about oil, bonds, and Trump's ultimatum. This analysis provides insights into the financial market's responses at the start of trading in New York. And finally, CTEC covers a power shift within the KKL-JNF. New chairman Ayal Ostrinsky promises reforms after a contentious appointment process. This could lead to significant changes in one of Israel's most influential institutions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.